The departure from Israel marks the end of a long battle by Salah Hamouri to stay in the country he has always called home. He's been imprisoned several times, once for his alleged involvement in the assassination plot of a former chief rabbi, for which he got 7 years, and was branded a terrorist by Israel as a member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. His Jerusalem residency was revoked, and as a dual national with French citizenship, that opened the way for his deportation to France.
That fact made it easier for Israel to get rid of him. We'll send him to France.
UN experts say the deportation of protected persons from an occupied territory could constitute a war crime. And his supporters believe his case could now set a precedent for Israel to deport other activists.
The case has also highlighted the controversial practice of administrative detention, which Hamouri has been held under since March. It allows Israeli authorities to keep suspects locked up without charge and without explaining the evidence against them.
Hamouri's parents, who both live in occupied East Jerusalem, say they have never been told why he's been imprisoned this time.
They just say vague things, that he is a danger for the security of the country, but they don't give us concrete things.
Rights groups say more than 800 Palestinians are being held in the same way in Israeli prisons. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.